Saddle up, gang. Rise and shine. It's a beautiful day. Shake out the bedhead. Get out off the couch. Get out of the bed. Pull back the sheets. Let's rock and roll. Let's get her done today. Here we go. Let her roll, Bree. My favorite part's coming up. There it is.
I'm happy and I'm free.
At Rosie on the house. We hear so much throughout the week of folks that want to know who this song is. The Marshall Tucker Band. We have about 12 hours of information to pack into the next 4 hours. So as you climb out of bed, shake off the bedhead, comb your hair, brush your teeth, find your favorite chair in the house, and fasten your seatbelt. Oh. And I ran into a listener this week that pointed to his wife and says, she always wants me to turn it to music. So I'm going to start the show right now. Charlie, don't touch the dial. That's her name, Charlie. Charlie, don't touch the dial. All right? So we're here at Rosie on the House this morning. And, of course, in the 7 o'clock hour, we get to talk about anything we want to talk about. 8 o'clock hour, we've got John Eisenhower coming in here, certified arborist. And we'll be talking everything having to do with trees. 9 o'clock hour is the open hour where any project you've got, you're trying to get done in and about around your house, home, castle, or cabin, you can call us and we'll put our 50 years of building and remodeling experience to work for you with tricks, tips, and tools to help you get the job done quicker. 10 o'clock, we go into something very, very specific, and we're going to go back into the celebrated the great outdoor environment of Arizona in January. We're going to go back to outdoor living with Bellegarde Pavers, and the projects you can tackle yourself will be our major focus today. So stay tuned for all of that. Now, I've got something I want to tell y'all a secret about my wife, sweet Jennifer, who's here in studio. My son, Romy, co-producer of the show, co-host of the show. Bree is our technical driver this morning. Gary D is on a little getaway vacation to Napa Valley. But my wife, folks, you may not know this. We call her sweet Jennifer, as you know. But in one area of her life, she is a supreme snob.
Me?
Snob.
Horses?
Of galactical proportions.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Barbecue. She is the barbecue snob queen of all of Arizona. And we travel a fair amount. I mean, just recently, we've been to Denver, Austin, Minneapolis. We're going to Washington, D.C., Seattle, Portland. And
I'm always willing to try barbecue anywhere I go.
Yes.
But I'm usually not very happy.
You're usually not very happy. And we never, ever go to national branded restaurants. We find the locally owned joint.
No Chili's or TGI Fridays.
I wasn't going to bash anybody.
I'm not bashing them. I'm just saying those are big chains and we're not doing this. So we look for the little, you know,
locally
little
owned. Yeah. Absolutely. And so recently, we were in Flagstaff, and having our good friend Roger Naylor write the book, Boots and Burgers, or Burgers and Boots, I'm not sure which order it's in.
We have to hike first. It must be Boots and Burgers.
Tipped us off to a little restaurant in Flagstaff called Satchmo's. And in all of our traveling, we never, ever, ever, we've been married 40 years, we've never gone to the same restaurant twice in a row.
Well, we don't do that at home either. This is not something we do.
So we go to Satchmo's, and it's Cajun food and barbecue. And we've brought the owner of Satchmo's in, the founder, the head chef, Mr. Jamie Thousand, is joining us by phone this morning. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So we get to Satchmo's, and we're looking at the menu. And the menu looks pretty interesting, and I'm going to try that jambalaya. I'm going to try that dirty rice. You don't see dirty rice on very many menus. Jennifer goes straight to the pulled pork sandwich. That's her.
With slaw on the sandwich.
That's the acid test. And, like, she just melts in her seat. And then we go through the course of the next day, and we're getting, well, what do you want to do for dinner? And she says, well, you can do anything you want for dinner, but if you're not taking me to Satchmo's, you're eating by yourself, because I will call Uber and go back to Satchmo's. Jamie, congratulations. You are the first restaurateur to get my wife back two nights in a row.
Well, thank you so much, and that's a huge honor. And Jennifer, thank you so much for letting us know that. That means a lot to us.
Well, it means a lot to me.
And right here on your website, it says y'all been named the best barbecue restaurant in all of Arizona by Southern Living Magazine. Now, Southern Living Magazine knows something about barbecue.
They do.
Yeah, we got that name in their magazine, and obviously it was a huge honor. They called us out on the barbecue bucket list, I believe, and even mentioned I believe something that you had when you were at the restaurant, which was our blackened catfish.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So give us the backstory on Satchmo's.
Backstory on Satchmo's. You know, I probably say that it started back when I was a kid. Grew up in a rural town on the Mississippi River, and everything from wild game to fish to the other part of my life, which was being part of a large Italian family out of St. Louis. You know, food just goes back as far as I could remember. It was always about good times, good people, and things just tasting good, keeping things simple and tasting good.
I think so, you already answered it, Jamie.
Yeah.
If I heard right, I heard St. Louis in there, but I was going to ask, Mississippi River is a pretty long river. Can you narrow that down a little for us?
North of a little town called Canton, Missouri, and I grew up north of Hannibal, Missouri, which you might know as Tom Sawyer Huck Finn country.
Yes.
Yeah, so little town right there on the river. I think I had 2,300 people in my hometown.
Okay.
And you know, I think back to cookouts as a kid. My best friend's dad walking up to their house, and he had a menu on the front door. You know, and it had everything from
I'm not kidding,
possum to squirrel to venison on there. And of course, you know, being country boys, everybody had a grill.
Everybody.
If you didn't grill, you weren't doing it right. So that's really where a lot of it started from.
So how does a kid from Missouri end up in Flagstaff, Arizona?
A short stint in I was down in Phoenix for about 3 to 4 years. I was a home appraiser and wanted to get up to the mountains, and always had been my dream to be in a mountain town with a little slope so I could get up on the hills when it snowed, and just kind of made my way up here. And In the back time of doing home appraisals, I was doing some catering, and I would take it over to my clients and say, hey, you want to do client appreciation party? Let me do this, which really seemed like a great idea to stay up all night long, cooking barbecue, and then you're in a room with 30 people you don't know, and they want you to talk about home appraisals. And I said, can I just talk about barbecue? 'Cause that's all I know right now for the last 14 hours. So that's really kind of where it got to start. We had a... you might have saw when you came into the restaurant, we had some pictures on the wall that shows the old, I want to say we were about 265 square foot building that I worked out of, and a tiny room inside.
For a frame of reference,
started as a drive-thru.
That's about a one-bay garage. That's about half of a two-car garage. So you're starting there, it's two employees, and it's just drive-up, right?
That's it, just drive-up. Now, and that's where I met Roger Naylor, in fact.
When was that? When did you open?
2009. We opened in 2009. And funny story is we kind of did a little bit of a soft opening, and then we hit the ground running on Super Bowl Sunday, 2009. And the newspaper had come in, said, hey, we might do a story on you. We'll let you know. Well, you know, everybody's busy. They may have let me know. I probably missed it. Super Bowl Sunday, somebody walks up an hour before we open with the newspaper smashed against the window saying, great article. I had never felt so much terror in my life. we're already almost sold out of the 40 racks of ribs that we've got. And, we started Super Bowl Sunday. I say I had to do the walk of shame about 2 hours after we opened. I went out and I was taking people's names and numbers, and somebody looks at me and goes, why are you taking our names and numbers? Are you out of food? And I paused and I said, yes, I am. Coolest feeling ever. The entire crowd of probably 40 people started cheering and clapping. And then I didn't have to give any free food away, even better.
Hey, that's even better. That free food's hard at a new restaurant, that's for sure. Just getting started, right?
Yep, absolutely.
All homegrown recipes from the family and friends?
You got it. They start in the house to this day, we'll be at home testing recipes or be at a restaurant and the wife looks over and goes, "Can you just eat and enjoy the food and not analyze everything?" And I said, "No, I really can't."
and the facility has grown. We're not just drive through anymore. You've got seating for how many and a little outdoor patio as well.
Yeah, we seat about 35 inside. We've got an outside patio that a little more than doubles our size. And we've actually even got just about a block and a half away. We've opened it. We got a little event space called Rue 66 that just so happens to be on Route 66.
Got it.
And we do little pop-up dinners. In fact, for Mardi Gras, we do a local band, the Mother Road Trio, in, and we'll do a little juke joint pop-up for the night where we'll do alligator, crawfish, you name it. And we kind of double dip. We always say we double dip it on Mardi Gras because Satchmo's is lying out the door as well. So, yeah.
And the name. How did you settle on Satchmo's?
Well, you know, it's funny because I almost want to ask you what one of my nighttime managers might have told you. Some days I walk in and he tells stories and I go, "Are you talking about me?" Or does he goes, "Sorry, boss, sometimes I just ad-lib that story. It gets a little bit better when I add a little juice to it." So the backstory is I had a big music lover my entire life, big jazz fan. So obviously Satchmo is Louis Armstrong's nickname.
Absolutely.
And my first dog I named Satchmo.
All right.
So trying to figure out the name of the restaurant, sitting there toiling over it and thought, maybe we'll just name it Satchmo's.
I think it works.
And, of course, you know, what happens when you do that? About 20 of your friends text you and go, "Did you really just name your restaurant after your dog?"
There you go.
A little mix. Louis and Satchmo.
We're here with Jamie Thousand, owner and founder of Satchmo's Cajun and Barbecue Restaurant up in Flagstaff. We're going to take a short break here, and then we're going to come back and talk our way through some of the items on the menu. This is all a part of celebrating Flagstaff and Coconino County in the Rosie on the House, Sanderson Ford, Arizona staycation.